This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today.
Top of the list on congressional priorities is, unsurprisingly, the 2023 Farm Bill, being seriously impactful to everything agriculture. All corners of the industry are keeping a close watch on the developments, and the ag lending community is no exception. Ed Elfman, Senior Vice President for Ag and Rural Banking Policy for the American Bankers Association in Washington, D.C., says they will watch the Farm Bill debate.
You can't determine an ad hoc payment, right? So a farmer suddenly gets a check for $64,000 or whatever. You can't write that into your cash flow. Just comes out of nowhere. All you can do is help manage that asset acquisition and make sure that it fits into the overall plan. So what we're watching more is what the overall programs look like.
Some have expressed concerns that future assistance won't be available because of the large amounts of ad hoc payments over the recent years, such as inflation assistance, COVID-19 supplemental payments, supply chain disruption support. But Elfman says moving away from ad hoc doesn't concern him.
I think lending's changed quite a bit since the 2018 Farm Bill went in place because we had to adhere to the kind of these new rules. And then banking regulations require us not to just pick a number and hope it works, right? We've got to work through that process. So are we watching? Are we worried? I'd probably say we're more worried about if there are any potential cuts to crop insurance.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.